But first, we have a chat with John Pease from the Armidale Men's Shed. So I'm going to hand you over to Rob and John.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's another wonderful morning at the Armidale Show after a very hot day yesterday and a fairly major storm last night. But it's a gorgeous morning. It's cooler and everything looks great. The horses are out there and the riders doing their thing. Looks brilliant. Very pleased to have John Pease here with me. John is the president of the Armidale Men's Shed, Inc., and has been for the last 12 months?
About 4 months.
Oh, okay, yeah.
At this stage, yes.
John's originally from Tully in northern Queensland and has now decided to make Armidale
his home.
Yeah, which is great and very welcome. And it's a... from what you told me, and I kind of knew this anyway, that... before you, there's only actually been one president, and you've been going for 17 years. So can you talk a little bit about, give Roy Powell a bit of a plug?
Yeah, Roy was the founding president. He's been the driving force of the men's shed since it started, and he's done some wonderful things for the shed. And he decided last year to call it quits, and here I am. Roy's put a lot of time and money into the shed, and it wouldn't be where it is today without Roy. But moving on, we've got good plans for the future, for the shed hopefully. It's a place where men can come and talk about their woes or ills or whatever without being criticised. And we'll come and have a cup of coffee. Sit down and read a book. We've got an extensive range of books and stuff in our library there for people to do. Some members come and do projects of their own. They make things for home. We do a lot of repair work for people that bring old chairs or tables or old cupboards in and they need repair. We fix them up for them. We've got a fairly sizable rent to pay over the period of the year, and so we have to earn a fair bit of money to cover that, and at the moment that's the only source of income that we have is through repairs and sales of goods. We have a few things for sale here at the show. Anybody comes past to have a look.
So John, just going back to when we were chatting before the interview, you were saying that obviously the concept of the men's shed is based on men's mental health, although there are now women involved, and we'll talk about that in a minute, and to provide a safe environment, and the carpentry and the repairs and those physical things you're doing were sort of secondary, but I'm getting the impression that they actually have to become more important over there because of the sizable rent you have to pay and the expenses you have to meet on a weekly basis. So the men and women can't spend too long with their morning tea and lunch. You've got to crack the whip a little bit by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that's correct, Rob. The rent is a concern. Instead of being a place where we can just come and do our own things, talk or make something if you want to make it, just enjoy yourself, those sort of days very few and far between at the moment. As you say, we have to crack the whip a little bit to get the men and ladies working to generate a bit of income. We have just completed a project for the new childcare centre, Whole Child Early Learning Centre. We did a heap of toys for them. They gave us a list of toys they wanted made, and we had a tremendous response from our members, ladies and men, and the childcare group were very happy with what we produced for them.
And from what you told me, you told me that the budget they gave you, you obviously gave them very good value for money.
We certainly did. We didn't have any idea what to charge. We have got a set hourly rate for jobs that we do. But this being such a big job, we didn't have any idea what time it was going to take to make these things, and it was a learning curve for us, and we come out of it fairly well, and the childcare centre came out of it pretty well, so all happy.
Absolutely. So just on that issue, could you talk about a little bit about the range of work that the Men's Shed does?
Yeah, well, we've got some very skilled people in the workshop there. Some of the ladies and the men, some of the men are very skilled at wood turning. They can make virtually anything you want from a lathe. They've made table legs, bowls, you name it. They can produce it. We have quite a good range of machinery there, so we can build just about anything, cupboards, bookshelves, beds. If you've got a plan, we got somebody that can handle it, I think. I myself am not real skilled with anything, but
I'm sure you are. After years working in the sugarcane industry.
A lot of the other people there are very good craftsmen, and they do a very good job.
Well, I can testify to that because I've taken a couple of things over there and a chair that was completely broken apart, and it came back absolutely as good as new. And in fact, I was saying to Des yesterday that this is how the whole conversation started. I've got a little one of those little trikes at home, those little metal tricycles that we used to have when we were kids, and one of the back wheels has been crushed. And so he said, bring it across, we'll repair it. And so you do an outstanding job. Now, you said 3 years ago, so even though it's called the Men's Shed, 3 years ago women joined as well?
Yeah, they made a decision that ladies could join the shed, and we have a good group of ladies, very talented, and they contribute a great deal to the shed's activities. And on Tuesday afternoons we have a ladies woodworking class, and at the moment I think there's about 8 or 10 ladies come to that, and we have some of our male members that are very skilled in woodwork. They supervise the ladies. They come and they want to make a project, want to make something, and the men just oversee it and give them hints and tell them what to do, what not to do.
Just thinking, just I know a little bit of the history of that. Well, it's not that building, but the original building belonged to Cole Harris, or the building belonged to Cole Harris, who was a magnificent cabinet maker, great tradesman. He's not a well man at the moment, but I think he actually, I'm not sure if he donated equipment, but I think even if he sold it, he would have done that at quite a reasonable price to get the thing going in the first place.
Yeah, well, my understanding of that is that they operated out of his premises for a few years, and then they bought the machinery, and all the machinery that's in the shed now came from that Cole Harris's workshop. Yes, it's very old machinery, but very good.
Yeah, he would have looked after it. Now, Thursday is your lunch day, and everyone chips in $10, and you sort of rotate who cooks and what have you.
Yes, that's correct. We've got 4 or 5 gentlemen that do the cooking, and they take turn about, and everyone throws in $10 to cover the costs, and if there's anything left over, that goes into our general fund. And at this stage, I would like to say that Domino's Pizza, on the second Thursday of every month, Domino's donate pizzas for lunch, so it doesn't cost the shed anything. So the $10 is 100% profit for the shed, which is very good. So very big thank you to Domino's.
Absolutely. And we'll wrap up in a minute, but your hours of operation, John, and also you've got here that it depends on the availability of your volunteers.
Yeah, that's correct, Rob. Being a volunteer organisation, we rely solely on them to open and close, and someone to be there all day. We like to be open from 9 a.m. to around about 4 p.m. every day. But a lot of the times that doesn't happen. It just depends who turns up and how long they can stay. And at the moment it's working pretty well. Tuesdays and Thursdays are always very good, busy days for us. Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Friday we actually got a sign up on the door to say we're closed to the public because it was so slow. But if anybody comes in, well, somebody's there, we look after them.
Yep. And, yeah, so I guess to finish, I'd like to, and I'm sure you would too, just put a call out to the public to, just who don't know about the Men's Shed, and not everyone would, to really support it, not only for the benefit of the men and women who volunteer there, but also for the fact that we want this organisation to keep going, and their overheads are quite high each week, and they can only be met if people bring their furniture in or whatever it is they need repaired to make sure this wonderful organisation keeps going in Armidale.
Yes, Rob. It worries us that we may have to close the doors later on in the year if we can't meet the rent that's required, but hopefully that won't happen. And anybody that wants to come and have a look at the shed, very welcome to come in and have a look around. We're situated at 215 Main Street, and our email is armidaleshed@outlook.com. And our website, which is very worthwhile having a look at, is armidaleshed.com. And on that website, there's a lot of the products that members have made, and upcoming events and that like. But it's worth a good look for anybody, and hopefully we'd see a lot of people come in and have a look around for us.
Fantastic. And I do remember I attended an open day there a year or two ago, and that's when I was talking to one of the guys over there and about my chair, which was in about five different pieces, and he said, bring it over. I thought I'd need to throw it out. So do you still have the open days? You might not remember that because you wouldn't have been here.
No, I probably wasn't there then, but we did have an open day late last year, but I don't think we got anybody other than members come in. Maybe it wasn't advertised well enough, but it is something else we're looking at, open days. And another thing we're looking at is trying to start up a men's woodworking group, because there are a lot of men that want to use the machines that don't know how. And that certainly would be helpful to a lot of blokes, me included, because I can handle little tools, but I've never had much experience on the bigger ones.
Lathes and things. I keep saying we're wrapping up, and Mike will probably tap me on the shoulder in a minute, but I know that our former co-manager, who we lost last March, Peter Crick, fairly regularly interviewed Roy Powell, and we might try and get back into that, sort of on a maybe bi-monthly basis with Margaret O'Connor on her Community Matters program on Tuesday mornings. So I'll keep in touch with you on that anyway, John, and if you can make yourself available or someone else to come in for a 20-minute chat with Margaret from time to time.
Yeah, that'd be great, Rob. Yeah. I'm sure if I can't get there, somebody else will. Yeah.
Fantastic. John Peace, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and it's such an important organisation, and we need it to continue.
Thanks, Rob.
Terrific.